is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you are amazing. This is where I will be for the next 4 hours. Thank you for being here at the beginning. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is in New York City. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a day, what a day. What an afternoon, what an evening, what a day. All of these things, all of the things. How about this? The New York Yankees have just gotten a new player. They're like, who needs Juan Soto? We got ourselves a pitcher. I'm going to tell you who that pitcher is in a second. Unfortunately, last night, the Cincinnati Bengals were flying high as they beat the Dallas Cowboys 27-20. Unfortunately, we learned today that Joe Burrow, man, he might have been flying high with Ja'Marr Chase on that football field in Texas. But back home, Joe Burrow, apparently his house was broken into, was robbed. This is getting real scary in the world of professional sports. It looks like Bill Belichick has accepted a job or is willing to go to North Carolina. We'll talk more about that as the show continues on. A matter of fact, next hour, we're going to be joined by Jason Staples of Inside Carolina to figure out what the latest is with Bill Belichick. Interesting situation. It's like, hey, he's willing to go to North Carolina. Is North Carolina willing to present to him a formal offer to be their head coach? It looks like the Eagles have a little bit of drama going on in their organization. Crazy for a team that is on a 9-game winning streak. I guess you got to find something to beef about. There might be a little bit of a beef, a growing beef, between Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat. We'll get into that. Of course, we'll talk about the Dallas Cowboys, another loss. We might as well just put a fork in the Cowboys. They are done. Caitlin Clark, yes, back in the news. Caitlin Clark, named Times Athlete of the Year. So we got a lot to do. If you want to be a part of the show, it's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I just told you we had some big news that came on down the pipe. By the way, you can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Apparently, the New York Yankees, not one to give Juan Soto a 15-year, $765 million contract, the Yankees have apparently added a pitcher. Former Atlanta Brave, I'm very familiar with this man here in Georgia, Max Fried. $218 million, an 8-year deal. Max Fried, a World Series champion, a 2-time All-Star. This is the longest guaranteed contract ever for a left-handed pitcher. Now, typically, watching Max Fried, he's a last of a dying breed. He's a pitcher's pitcher. He's not going to go out there and throw the fastball. He's a curveball guy. That's it. I've watched a million of this guy's games, and here in Georgia, the man throws a curveball. He follows in that mold of the 90s Atlanta Braves. Paint the black, the Maddox and the Glavinses of the world. Smoltz, pure pitchers. And so let's see how things work out for Max Fried and Yankee Stadium. The guy's a California guy. He pitched here in Georgia for the past 6, 7, 8 years. And let's see what he does. I think he will be perfectly fine. A lot of times pitchers can end up in New York. They get eaten alive and smacked around. I think Max Fried will be fine. So the New York Yankees have plugged one hole. Max Fried joins the New York Yankees rotation along with Gerrit Cole. $218 million over the next 8 years. Now, does this mean the Yankees are going to get Corbin Burns too? I have no idea. Let's see if the Yankees want to put on their big boy pants like Steve Cohen in the New York Mets. We'll talk more about this as the show continues on. Before I do or say anything else, I'm going to ask him if he got himself an 8-year, $218 million contract. It's Ryan Hickey. Hickey, how you doing?
I am great, JR. Not as well as Max Free. To answer your question, I'll say not yet.
Ah, okay.
Not going to rule it out, but at this moment, no one has offered the deal. If someone is willing to give me 8 years for $200 million, I am open to signing.
You know, there's a new sucker born every day, huh?
You are right. And maybe he's listening to the, well, a genius, I would say, listening to the radio right now. If that genius wants to offer you and I, how about a combined 8 year, $200 million deal? I'll speak for both of us, maybe, JR. I don't think either of us would say no.
No, I'd be perfectly fine with splitting that. You think how much you think Steve Cohen? You think I can negotiate to be? I don't want to sit outside on the line every day. I was going to say Bat Boy, but that sounds terrible.
What about you? Have a good voice, PA announcer.
Who's the Mets PA? I don't even know, right?
They shuffle between a few people, so maybe
get
you take
the
job full time. Yeah.
But when they were at Shea Stadium, I felt like there was one voice.
One guy, yes.
And what happened? Is he gone? Or
I think he's gone. I've not heard him very long time.
Because when I think about the Mets, there's just one voice in my head. There's just one voice. I don't know his name, you know. The Yankees had that one voice guy, too. Shepard, right? His name?
Yes.
Yeah, Don, Dave, something like that.
I was going to say Paul. No, we're disrespecting. I apologize.
He's been gone. Like, Derek Jeter, he passed. Jeter was still playing. Derek Jeter was just like, I want him to be the voice for as long as I'm a Yankee. And it was. Even it was recorded. His voice was iconic. The Mets guy, his voice wasn't as iconic, but I remembered his voice. So, but Hickey, by the way, I don't want to work 3-4 hours a night. I think I do that already. In Queens. I don't know.
Damn.
What do you have
against Queens?
In the summertime, I got to drive out there. What time do you think the PA guy gets there? For a 7:10 first pitch. What time do you think is it? 4 o'clock?
Yeah, that feels fair.
At the latest, and then he leaves. What time do you think he walks out the door? Once the game is over?
Yeah, like 10:30. Like, you don't have to, I mean, what are you doing post game?
And then he has to drive out of Queens?
By the way, Bob Shepard, Yankees. Bob. Just so we get that on the record.
Bob.
But I mean, you're sitting there reading names. It's all you can do it. Can you give us a little Juan Soto, number 22?
Now batting number 22, right field Juan Soto. I didn't even put on a baseball voice for it. Probably should.
Yeah,
you just want me to. You want me to take somebody's job?
Well, you said you wanted to work for Steve Cohen.
Not for that. Just something easier. I'm like, if he's giving guys $765 million, I could do a quote-unquote lesser job that doesn't involve me playing baseball where I can make some money.
Well, you're out on the bat boy. You're out on the PA address announcer. I mean,
traveling secretary. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I feel like that's even a lot more work.
Oh, you're
going to be the George Costanza of the Mets and have to book hotels, and now you got to be flexible.
They don't like the beds.
Take care of it.
Make somebody else do that stuff. Okay,
JR, you know, I want more legroom on the flight. You're killing us here. We got to get better planes.
I do the schmoozing with the hotel groups and the airlines, and I make somebody else do the work. That's what people do anyway, right? Now, what the people at the top of the totem pole do?
They just pass it down.
Yeah, they take the money and tell somebody else to do it. I'd be going from city to city for free, schmoozing for my next career, and then I would just be, just on the road enjoying the finer things in life.
Oh, you go on the road.
Oh, what? Stay at the Four Seasons, get something good to eat, have a drink. Yeah, man, all the things. All of them.
Baseball travel's rigorous. Well, New city every 3 nights.
Right.
Day game after a night game.
I don't got to be to every game. I could pop in at the
14 game.
Man, I could be. They play 81 games on the road. I could be there at the beginning of a road trip. Don't have to make every road trip and then just keep it moving. It's like, oh, we're going to Kansas City? No, thanks. Let me know when we go to... sorry, Kansas City. I've been plenty of times. I'm just being honest. The Great Negro League Museum in Kansas City, by the way. Go visit. But no, I'd be like, we're going to play the Dodgers? Oh, yeah. I'll be at the Beverly Hilton for 4 days. Oh, going to San Diego? Of course, yes. Oh, Milwaukee? Yeah. I'll go for 2 days, have me a couple of brews, and just fly back to wherever. You know, Toronto, of course. Tampa? No, thank you. No, thank you.
Now playing outside, too? Yeah, you're going to pass by that?
No. Sacramento? Oh, no. You got to pick and choose.
You would pass at the novelty of going to the AAA ballpark here for the A's?
I go to Sacramento and, I was going to say drive down to San Francisco, but I don't want to go there either right now. Okay. That's where Ricky Pearsall got shot on August 30th, Icky.
That's right.
I think it was.
Stay away.
Yeah. That and Altoona, Pennsylvania. Two places I will not be going. Yeah, that's where they found that guy eating them. He was eating hash browns, that guy.
A little too close to my alma mater, Altoona, right down the road.
How far is Altoona from Penn State?
45 minutes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Close enough. I mean, hell. If I was a student, I wouldn't exactly feel great that a murderer is just, you know,
He's
quick drive away.
He's looking, unfortunately, for CEOs of health insurance companies, so I don't...
True.
I don't know how many of those are walking around the campus of Penn State.
Not many.
Yeah, well, listen, being a criminal is not cool. If you're a criminal listening to me right now, do something else, okay? Do something else, maybe, potentially, possibly. Hickey, I don't want to alienate any criminals listening to us, but...
That's true. Every listener counts.
Yeah, every listener counts.
So you're not going to advocate for them to turn themselves in?
No. Just... No, just don't do crime, okay? Crime does not pay, which is absolutely crazy. How about this? I leave the studio last night. We're watching a Homer Simpson Simpsons game between the Bengals and the Cowboys. Of course, the Cowboys screw it up because they don't know how to, you know, punt the ball and block a punt and touch the punt. And now the Bengals could whoop their ass, which they did. Joe Burrow, 3 touchdowns yesterday. Ja'Marr Chase on the receiving end of 2 of them, 177 yards. And now the Bengals have a record of 5-8. We're going to talk more about the Bengals and their playoff potential later on in the show. I wanted to talk about their playoff potential right now. But the reality is Joe Burrow had to come home and find out that his mansion has just been ransacked. Joe Burrow had to find out that he was the victim of theft, that he was the victim of robbery. So apparently, Joe Burrow is, and this is the, Hickey, this is the good life, I guess, right? Joe Burrow found out via his girlfriend, who pulled up to his multi-billion dollar,
A palace? A palace.
Yeah, especially. It's really a palace if you live in Cincinnati. I love Cincinnati, by the way.
Damn,
I'm
taking just shots at middle America right now.
No, I'm not. I love Cincinnati. What do they put that chili where they put the meatballs and the pasta and chili and all that?
Skyline chili.
Yeah, I love Cincinnati. But my point is, if you're Joe Burrow, you're making $55 million a year. You know where he could live, Hickey? He could have the biggest house in Ohio besides, I don't know, Dan Gilbert or whatever, right?
Right.
His girlfriend, a swimsuit model, of course she is, Olivia Ponton. No disrespect if I said her name wrong. I don't know her name. I don't know who the hell she is. Never heard of her until today. But apparently, while the football game is going on, she is rolling back up to her boyfriend, I assume, his mansion, because what else is she going to do? She probably just finished shopping at the biggest mall in Cincinnati. She rolls up to the house, and then she's like, this place has been busted into. And this is so awful. This is terrible. We have heard about this for the past couple of months. We just heard Patrick Mahomes' house was broken into. And this guy got a wife and kids, and I think the wife is pregnant. You got Travis Kelce. This man just moved about a year ago because he's dating Taylor Swift. He needs more security. Somehow they broke into his house. I mean, this is nuts. This is Patrick Mahomes from last month. He had to stand in front of the media because, of course, the media is going to ask him about his damn house being broken into. And this is what Mahomes said last month.
Obviously something that you don't want to happen to really anybody, but obviously yourself. It's frustrating. Disappointing.
Were you guys home?
Yeah, I can't speak too much about the details of everything, just with the investigation going on, but I'm sure at some point that will be talked about.
My goodness. Like, who wants this? And, of course, Patrick Mahomes, giant house, big house on top of a hill. If you fly over it, he got a half baseball court, field, this, basketball, this. He got his logo on the grass. Yeah, if you're high enough, I don't think it's too difficult to figure out which house is Patrick Mahomes. And this is crazy. This professional athletes, people with money, people of whatever, don't walk around telling people what you got. And when you're an athlete, you are already a target. We know your schedule. I know when you go to work. I know when you play. It is like being Santa Claus. I know when you're sleeping. I know when you're awake. I know all of this. I could look at your schedule. And so now Joe Burrow is a victim. Listen to this. This is a 911 call. The local media in Cincinnati got a hold of it. WLWT. They got this. This is this model's mother describing how her daughter pulled up to Joe Burrow's house and it looks like it's been ransacked. And then you hear the daughter at the end. Listen to this.
Someone is trying to break into the house right now. My daughter is there. This is Joe Burrow's house. She is staying there. He's at the football game. She's wondering what she should do, if she should be hiding or if she should be going outside.
Does someone try to break in?
Yes. She said someone was in the house.
Someone broke into my house. It's like completely messed up.
Man, Hickey, I don't mean to be, put people in a box. I'm not even going to say it. That's terrible. I'd sound a little bit different, okay? Like, listen, what do I need to do? Somebody done broken in my place. Oh, by the way, I don't think I'd be calling up. I think I'd be gone by then, Hickey. I think I'd call 911 after I left. That's just me.
Yeah, I would probably agree. I hope to never find out. But, man. Yeah, if someone's breaking into the house and I'm weaponless, I'm gone.
Let me call 911 and ask, what should I do? Do I leave? Do I hide? Or do I fight? Which one? Let me call. 911 is not, what's that show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Remember that, Hickey?
Yes.
Like, I don't think it's time for me to phone a friend. after I realize that something terrible has happened in my place. Like, oh, okay, let me just call 911. What do I do? It looks like someone has broken into the home. What do I do? Anyway, thank God everybody is okay, all things considered. But this is crazy. These are not, you would think that athletes at the top of the totem pole, guys making 450 mil and 300 mil and 200 mil and 55 a year. The first thing I do is say, hey, I'm getting security and not just no cameras. I'm gonna get a guy patrolling. I mean, we got some of these athletes. Some of them live on private courses, golf courses. They live in private residences where this is supposed to be, taken care of and skirted. So in all seriousness, I'm glad that nobody is hurt. I'm glad that Joe Burrow, all things considered, is fine. His female companion, whoever she might be, I'm glad that she's fine outside of any emotional scarring. This is crazy. And a little bit of JR wisdom for everybody out there. It's that time of year. It's that time. Hickey, not that I know from experience, but I did see Home Alone, okay? It's that time of year where people get robbed. People know what's going on in people's houses. People got lights and they got trees. And if I can look to your house and see your tree, I know you probably got gifts. Be careful, people. Be careful all the damn time. Be careful. You don't got to be Joe Burrow. You got to be Patrick Mahomes or Travis Kelce. You don't got to be anybody to get got. Please be vigilant and be safe. It's that time of year. I don't want to hear any more of these stories. Now Joe Burrow, he got to move. You staying in that house after you got robbed? I'm not going back to that house. And I don't need to call 911 to get advice. I'm leaving. Next time, stop talking about what you got. Hickey, he was telling everybody he bought a Batmobile for $3 million last week. Come on.
Well, I guess I forgot about that. I guess it wasn't stolen, which is good. I'm sure we'd hear about that. So at least that was still part of his possessions.
Man, could you imagine? Can you steal a Batmobile? Let me just steal a $3 million Batmobile and just, it's almost as dumb as the guy who shot the guy in New York and went to McDonald's. We got some dumb criminals out here, but just if you see a Batmobile, leave it alone. Don't bother. It'd be a bad idea. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't get got. That's some JR wisdom. We have so much more to do here over the next several hours. Next hour, we're going to have a chat with Jason Staples of Inside Carolina to talk about Bill Belichick and where he might be going. Apparently, he's agreed or willing to now coach North Carolina. We just have to see if they're willing to bring him on. We're going to talk about all the drama going on with the Philadelphia Eagles. Jimmy Butler may be moving on from Miami. Why would you want to move from Miami? We'll talk about that. The Yankees, I told you, they added Max Fried. And Brian Cashman says he has no regrets on not paying Soto out the behind. Caitlin Clark, Times Athlete of the Year. We have so much to do. If you want to call up, knock yourself out. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. We're just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. We're going to get into Belichick and the fact that I guess he's prepared to go to North Carolina. Standing around, I guess, screaming, take me now. It's going to be funny if North Carolina says, no thanks, we'll pass. We'll find out. Soon enough. We'll talk about that next break. We got other drama going on, not just Joe Burrow getting robbed during a football game. We're going to get into the Eagles and some of their self-inflicted drama. I like this. They're on a 9-game winning streak. They're just rolling and looking good. The one flaw, the defense is amazing. The running game is amazing. The passing game isn't working. And so now they got to fight about it publicly. Hilarious. Let's just find something to get into. But let me get this out the way. Since we were talking about the Bengals and the Cowboys, and we talk more so about Joe Burrow, the Dallas Cowboys are just basically down and out right now. They got a record of 5-8. At the end of the game, they had an opportunity to, just to get possession of the ball and chill out and do nothing, try to win the game. They blocked the punt. The defender, cornerback, couldn't hold on to the ball. Cincinnati gets the ball back, and they ultimately score. Joe Burrow finds Ja'Marr Chase. What else is new? This is like the best 1-2 combination this year in all of football, a quarterback to wide receiver, and the game is over. And so it's like the Dallas Cowboys ended up shooting themselves in the foot by blocking a punt and then not being able to hold the ball. They screwed themselves over. They were basically having the ball kicked to them. The ball was going to them, and they screwed up. It's the most Dallas Cowboys thing ever. People are talking about Leon Lett going back to the 90s. Let's forget about that. Let's think about the now. We got people's necks on the line. Mike McCarthy's just kind of been floating in space for about a year now. You got the owner of the team, Jerry Jones, who's just like, hey, nobody will be the Dallas Cowboys coach forever and 1-year contract. And now everybody is standing up for Mike McCarthy. Everybody. Got Dak Prescott saying he should be back. Michael Parsons is saying he should be back. You got Jerry Jones who just sends mixed signals. It's what old people do. Jerry Jones gets up. I'm sure he doesn't know if he wants an Egg McMuffin with extra salt, whether he wants oatmeal. I'm pretty sure he can't make a decision to save his life. I think we know that. Look at what he does with his head coaches, Jason Garrett. We can go on and on. Bottom line is, for the now, Dallas Cowboys ain't making no playoffs. We knew that weeks ago. Cooper Rush is not leading them on some type of miraculous run to the postseason. And even if they went, it's not even worth talking about because it ain't happening. And so last night, after another disaster, after another injury, DeMarvion Overshown, linebacker, this guy is blown out his knee. How many more injuries can the Dallas Cowboys deal with? And so it's very straightforward. Everybody knows that things are pretty bad right now. Even Mike McCarthy, he says, I'm not stupid. The season looks cooked.
Just do the math, obviously, we're not even back to even, we're still in a hole. We need a tremendous amount of help is, just being captain obvious here. So, I mean, it's just one of the things we had to have this one.
I like that one, being captain obvious. What was obvious at the end of the game was Michael Parsons walking off the field by himself as time expired. He wasn't going to go out there and shake anybody's hand. No salutations, no good luck, no good game, no see you next time. None of that. He was leaving. He didn't have any patience for this. And Michael Parsons, who still is a relatively young player in the NFL, he said this was the worst loss of his career.
This one hurt me more than any loss this year. Probably even worse than a playoff loss, to be honest. Because where we were going, how we were playing, playing good football, You know, I'm going to sit on this, but, you know, I have to find a way to keep these guys alive. You know, there's still football to be had.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, well, they got Carolina up next. I don't know if I know Carolina, the Panthers have been playing better recently. I mean, they played pretty close with Philadelphia, 22-16. That was a loss. That's an improvement for the Carolina Panthers. But all things considered, man, that's a battle of the uglies. Dallas Cowboys, Carolina Panthers. That's what they say, only a face a mother could love. Both of these teams are ugly. What is the owner, Jerry Jones? You never know what the hell this man thinks. He might change his mind by the time he said this. Jerry Jones, after the game last night, he was asked about why they blocked the ball that was being kicked to them. He didn't understand it.
Of course, that locker room is really devastated by the turn of events on the block kick. Had a block kick call, made the play, and then had one in so many odds it turned against us, and we all would say, well, why block the kick? Just take the kick and get in field goal and kick it. We'll all be second-guessing that one.
No, welcome to the world of the Dallas Cowboys. It's ironic that Jerry Jones is the one who's saying that we'll all second-guess that one. People have been second-guessing Jerry Jones since the minute he became the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, thinking that he's the end-all, be-all. Yeah, your money says you're the end-all, be-all. That don't mean you're the smartest guy in the damn room. People have been questioning him from day one. Like, people have been questioning, why are you toying with Mike McCarthy if you want to get rid of the guy after 12-5 seasons and a 12-5 season and a 12-5 season, then, well, give him the boot. Why are you stringing this dude out? You know, even last night, Troy Aikman, he said that Mike McCarthy, he should be back as head coach of the Dallas Cowboys next year. Listen to this.
Short of Bill Belichick, I don't know who you're going to bring in that's got a better resume. So there are no guarantees as far as what might happen if you make a coaching change. And I just feel that for a team that I really do not think is that far away, I just don't believe that if you win 12 games in 3 years straight, that you come into this year and, yeah, the wheels have fallen off, but there's a lot of reasons for that. And I like the way this team's playing right now, even without their franchise quarterback. So I sense that it's a team that really believes in Mike McCarthy. I feel the locker room wants him back. I think he's a really good football coach. I believe Jerry Jones thinks he's a really good football coach, too. And I think it's the last thing that Jerry Jones wants to do. So as we stand and talk right now, Brad, I expect Mike McCarthy to be back in 2025.
Well, given the injuries, I would agree. Let's be clear. Regardless of what happened this season, Mike McCarthy, listen to me very carefully. Mike McCarthy didn't build this team. Jerry Jones did. Okay? Mike McCarthy didn't hang himself out to dry and to twist in the wind. Well, we may fire him. Might bring him back. Well, might fire him. He didn't do that. Jerry Jones did. So if you want to blame anybody, yeah, we all know this. This is not no secret. It's Jerry Jones. And you heard Troy Aikman say that even Jerry Jones thinks Mike McCarthy is a good coach. That doesn't mean he's going to bring him back. Jerry Jones said it out of his own mouth. He said that Mike McCarthy is an outstanding coach.
Mike is an outstanding coach. He has an outstanding record. He's got great experience. A lot of what he's about, some of the benefits that we're having out there, we're gaining from the type coach that he is.
You have to let the man run it back. You got to bring back Mike McCarthy. You have to. And I don't know, in the odd Jerry Jones world, what does that mean? You're going to sign him to a 3-year deal and just fire him after one if they don't make the postseason, if they're healthy next year? Are we going to go through another offseason where the Dallas Cowboys don't sign anybody worth a damn? This is tough. Mike McCarthy deserves another chance. He shouldn't have to be out here twisting in the wind. How the hell do the Dallas Cowboys make a head coach a sympathetic figure? Look at what Jerry Jones has done to this man. It's sad. Bring the man back. Mike McCarthy deserves, especially with no Dak, no quarterback. You're just going to fire the guy? And pump the brakes on that. I don't even think Jerry Jones is that a senile. That's the word that I use. Senile. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask Hickey, does Mike McCarthy deserve to come back? We know the Dallas Cowboys season is over. Should he come back? The phone lines are open if you have thoughts. Should Jerry Jones bring back Mike McCarthy? 855-212-4227. We'll talk about another head coach, this guy being Bill Belichick. We know he's not wanted currently in the NFL. He might be going to North Carolina. I'll give you an update on that on the other side as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, we just talked about one head coach in Mike McCarthy, who we know he's basically hanging on by a string. It's 50-50 whether or not Jerry Jones brings him back as head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones has said he's a good coach. Troy Aikman says he's a good coach. You got Dak Prescott in the locker room, unfortunately hurt right now, says he should be back. Micah Parsons, who accidentally threw him under the bus a few weeks ago, about a month ago now, says, yeah, he should be back. And it's hard to argue when the team is just everybody's hurt. At some point in time, everybody throughout the year has been hurt. So I think he does deserve another chance and another opportunity. And in a few minutes, I want to give you an update on another coach, Bill Belichick, whether or not he's going to get another opportunity to coach, more so this time in the NFL, or is he going to be on his way to North Carolina? Before we do that, Hickey, what are your thoughts on Mike McCarthy? Should they just bring him back, or should they just say, heck with it, beat him?
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I don't think it matters.
Oh, damn.
Like, because if they bring Mike McCarthy back, right, he's still under the shackles, if you will, of whatever Jerry Jones decides to do, and he's mute. Right? He really doesn't have much power. He coaches the team, sure, but it's Jerry's team. And so if you want to fire Mike McCarthy, Jerry's not hiring Bill Belichick or Mike Vrabel or anyone that would come in and actually make a difference. He's hiring another yes man. He's hiring someone that will come in and say, yes, Jerry, what do you want, Mr. Jones? Do you want me to do this, Mr. Jones, or that, Mr. Jones? Whatever, you know, whatever Jerry wants. So it's kind of like a nameless, faceless, if you will, coach where Jerry's never going to hire someone who knows what they're doing, because if they know what they're doing, they're going to call Jerry out and not allow him to make moves that he wants to do because they know those moves won't work. And Jerry's not going to sign up for being told what to do when it's his team and he's writing the checks.
For all of that, shouldn't they maintain stasis, just keep Mike McCarthy then?
That point, yeah. Like, at least keep some continuity, but I don't think it matters. Like, I don't think Mike McCarthy is a great coach, to be honest with you. I think he should be fired based on performance. I think they're not well coached. Again, Jerry, yesterday, the block punt, just stay away from the ball. Just like they are just, there's one, like at least one point in every game where they highlight how poorly coached and ill prepared they are. I don't think Mike McCarthy is a great coach. I think his best days are way behind him. But to your point, I think they're not getting much of an upgrade, so it might as well keep him just because at least continuity is the same.
Well, I think Mike McCarthy indirectly has a response to what you just said. Because what else is a coach going to... Well, that's not true. You do get coaches who come out and say, hey, we didn't have the best week, or we had a terrible game. But Mike McCarthy, listen to his response. He was very pleased with things in preparation leading into last night's game. Listen.
Team had probably our best week of practice, you know, just having the whole secondary out there. I mean, Friday's practice, you know, they had numerous interceptions. You know, I felt this week, really for the first time since training camp, we were a complete football team. So I thought we were running on all cylinders.
Good luck. Yeah, good luck with that one. I don't know. At least it's not Eberflus. Eberflus embarrasses himself on Thanksgiving Day and in front of all of America. Doesn't know how to operate a clock to kick a field goal, and then he has the nerve to sit around for 2 days and tell everybody, well, yeah, I meant to do that. We just didn't execute. And like, bruh, come on, man. Like, there comes, you're like the little kid who put his hand in a cookie jar. Crumbs all over the floor. Crumbs on the hands. Crumbs on the face. It's grease all over the place. The kid will tell you up and down that they didn't steal them damn cookies. Them lying ass kids. Come on now. At least it's not Eberflus. We all sit there. You know, we don't have to be there for preparation. I don't have to be at the Dallas Cowboys facility in Frisco to know that they suck. And they do. And the reason they suck is, as Hickey said, yeah, they could bring in any coach, but it's Jerry Jones, the man who brings in the talent. Hey, Bill Parcells said it great one time. He's like, hey, you want me to be the coach? You want me to cook? You got to let me shop for the groceries. And it makes sense. You don't have a lot of coaches who are qualified to do so. But in most cases, if you know what the hell you're doing, think about it. Do you want to cook with groceries that somebody else just gets for you? Do you want to go through the aisles? Hickey, you like feeling the produce, right? You want to pick it out yourself.
Oh, yeah. You got to see, you know, who has a hard shell, like an avocado. Does that banana look brown? Does it look good? Yeah, you got to be out there examining the tomatoes. Is that damaged? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like Instacart. Imagine you get vegetables from Instacart, and do you think that person bringing them groceries to your house cares as much as you do?
Oh, no.
Hell no. Tomatoes got worms in it. Grapes are rotten. They're turning into raisins. Bananas are bruised. Hickey, I got pre-cut fruit from the grocery store. I had it delivered to my house. This is pre-cut at the grocery store. It is fresh. I know it's fresh. It comes in a container, Hickey. You want to know by the time that container got to my house, do you want to know what my fruit looked like?
Oh, no. Not good.
It was crap.
Ugh.
They let the fruit burst in the container. It's all inside the plastic bag. The fruit is all smashed up. I wanted to smash it over the delivery person's head.
Did you say anything?
No, they didn't hand deliver it to me. It was delivered and left.
I probably knew.
Hickey, I took my tip back.
Wait, you can do that?
Yeah, you can.
Wow.
Yeah, what's your reason? Damaged goods. Yeah, how about that? Next time, drop the stuff off nice, right? Come on now. You going to deliver eggs to my house and just fling them onto the porch? Come on. What are we doing here? And shout out to Hickey. We got a lot of delivery people listening. Be kind. It's holidays, right? Hickey, I had a message early. What did I say? Don't steal? Now what I said, right?
Don't steal. Don't be a criminal. Don't be a bad guy.
Don't be a criminal. Hey, just throwing somebody's paid for goods onto the porch is not the... not a crime, but can you handle my eggs with care? Or am I dumb for buying eggs? Am I stupid for buying eggs and fruit? I can only buy boxed goods? I've seen the videos of the Amazon people. Forget fruits and vegetables. You order, I don't know, Hickey, they just toss it onto the... they treat your package like it's luggage at the airport, man.
Not good. Some of them, you know, a few rotten eggs spoil the whole batch.
Yeah. Do they got a video game? There's no such thing as a handheld video game system, right? Them things are over.
Like a PSP?
Yeah. Doesn't Nintendo still have one? The Switch?
The Switch? Yes. I think it's... I'm not sure how popular it is, but it's still out there.
Could you imagine you get a Switch? And, you know, everybody got a Ring camera now. And you've been waiting on this thing, and the Amazon guy doesn't even take the two extra steps to place it down. Just throws it onto your porch, throws it onto your door. It's like, come on now.
Doesn't even get out of the truck, just drives by, wheels are just rolling, just flings it like a frisbee.
Oh, have you seen the videos? Sometimes those people do throw the packages, man, they do.
I have not seen those videos. That would be infuriating.
Yeah, like, I paid for it, man. Come on. Anyway, shout outs to all the delivery people listening to us right now. There are many. Delivering food and packages. This is, like I said, this is the time of year. They're working overtime. I hope they're getting that money. Amazon is not slowing down. Packages all over the damn place. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We did talk about briefly, Bill Belichick. This man really might take the North Carolina job. He reportedly has agreed to coach the team. Bill Belichick now has to wait to see whether or not they formally want to hire him. And there's just something still fishy about all of this. So next hour, in about 30 minutes, we're going to have a chat. We're going to be joined by Jason Staples of Inside Carolina and get his thoughts on the reality of Bill Belichick going to college. I don't know. Maybe this is a slow progression for Bill Belichick. 70-something-year-old man finds himself a 20-something-year-old girlfriend. This was naturally just the next step in keeping Bill Belichick young. I will tell you this. He was on the Let's Go podcast because Tom Brady isn't there anymore because I guess Tom Brady has better things to do, like stealing money from Fox, speaking of not being a thief. Bill Belichick, he was asked if he still wants to coach in the NFL, and forget that. Does he still want to move forward and break Don Shula's coaching record? Listen to Belichick.
Yeah, Jim, I don't have any set goals. I'm open to different opportunities going forward, and I'll just evaluate them as they come.
I don't have any set goals. Now, that is the most... that's a lie. That's what it is. You're an NFL head coach. You don't have goals? You got goals as a team, but you don't want to tell him you don't have... He's just not going to be honest about that. Because what does Bill Belichick sound like sitting around telling everybody, yes, I want to have the most wins in NFL history. It would only take me 3 more seasons, but I can't get a job. It doesn't sound too good now, does it? That's the old Bill Belichick, the one that would sit in front of a microphone and lie to you. And you knew he was lying. You weren't going to get the truth. Way to lie and throw back Bill Belichick. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll get more into Belichick next hour. How about this? There's even more drama. I thought Belichick could coach this team. It's the Eagles. They're winning, but maybe they hate each other. Don't move.